You're gonna hear a lot of likes, buts, ums, wow, vocal fry. So listen at your own risk. Hi guys, welcome back to Let's Talk Shit Miami / New York. Yep. I'm in New York right now. Hi guys, it's been quite some time. So Valeria never told me that I had to respond to her little episodes. I was just waiting for us to do it together at one point, and she was like, hurry up, sister. And I didn't know that I was supposed to do that until I listened to the episode, and then I texted her because I was like, what the hell? Yeah, she didn't tell me anything. Anyways, hi guys, it's been a while. A lot of crazy things happened. For starters, I graduated, yay me, whatever. But the most exciting thing was I booked my first musical theater professional job. Yeah. That was crazy. I am so grateful for that experience and just everything. I met some incredible people there, and I'm just so thankful. It was, guys. So I did the show, a chorus line, and I played Deanna Morales, and I don't even know how to explain the experience I had. It was literally phenomenal, and I literally wouldn't. If I could do it again, I'll do it like 500 times more. I never wanted to stop. That was the most amazing experience that ever happened to me. Aside from being like really tired and burnt out, it was phenomenal. So let me talk to you guys a little about that experience. So basically, we had to prepare the show. If you guys know a chorus line, it's not an easy show. There's a lot of things that you have to do when. A lot of levels and music and dancing, and it's a lot of stuff. And we had to prepare all of that in like 5 to 10 days. We had to do all of the staging, all of the choreo, all of that in 5 to 10 days, which is crazy. People get this show and they rehearse for like months. So we did it in like a week, and we couldn't be more proud of her. We couldn't be any more prouder. What? You know what? Forget it. We couldn't. I need to sleep. We couldn't be any more proud of ourselves. I don't even know if I said that right. Leave me alone. Yeah, it was a hard show. It was a lot of dedication. And I just admire all the people that were involved in this project, because everyone was so dedicated and hungry for what they wanted to do and all of that stuff. So it was pretty tough, but we did it. It was directed by Eddie Gutierrez. He's worked in the New York City Center production of A Chorus Line with Robin Herder and Jay Lane, like all these people that are so important and amazing. And he was amazing, and I'm so glad I worked with him, because I took a lot from him and I learned a lot of stuff. So hopefully I work with him again, or hopefully I work in the show again. I would die to do that. Anyways, that was my experience. There wasn't a lot. I lived in a house, and with a house of 10 girls, and then there was another house with all the boys. We cooked. It was upstate in Chatham, New York, at the McHayden Theater. It was amazing, and I had so much fun. Okay, so basically, I don't know, I feel like this podcast should be about me catching up, since I think Valeria did that. I kind of just also wanted to talk about stress and a bunch of stuff and things that we all go through when shit happens, and just want to give a few tips on that. So lately, I've been having a lot of stress. There's a lot of things going on in my life, and I'm very stressed. And my mental health is important to me, because as it should be. And, you know, life is hard, especially living in the city. It's a bit overwhelming. I've been having a tough time with stress and et cetera, et cetera. I need to burp. Give me 1 second. Okay, I burped. Anyways, so yeah, I just wanted to, I literally can't speak. Anyways, I just wanted to touch up on that. Guys, stress can cause a lot of stuff for you. I am having trouble sleeping. I am really tired. I'm fatigued. It's a lot. And here are a few tips from me to you in order to, you know, kind of make it better. I don't know if it will stop it or, you know, but it does help me a lot, and it does help me make me, it does help me feel better. I can't speak. Yeah, so tip number one, or advice number one, or whatever you want to do, number one, is journaling. Guys, I literally did a little brief, me and Vale did a little brief, like, episode on this, I think a while back, and, or something along those lines, and I said journaling, and I stopped journaling for the longest time ever, and, it just, it helps me calm down a lot, and so I started writing back again. You can write to whoever, or to yourself, to the universe, to God, to your dog, I don't know, but yeah, journaling just really helped me a lot. I felt so much better after writing what I needed to write, and it just helps me clear my mind and kind of put everything that I have in my brain into a book and just, like, you know, metaphorically just, like, put it away. Thoughts are still there, right? But, you know, it just, it limits a lot of stuff. Yeah, so journaling, I suggest really having fun with journaling, because if you're just writing with, like, I don't know, at least for me, if I'm just writing, like, whatever with a pencil or whatever, like, I don't really take it seriously and I don't want to do it again, but I just have a lot of fun with it. I have a cute little book that I put all my thoughts into, and pencils and colorful stuff and stickers and all that stuff. I know I sound like a little girl probably, but, you know, it just helps me. Yeah, that's tip number one. Tip number two would be running or some kind of exercise. So here's what I noticed, and I know it's, like, probably, like, common sense for a lot of people, but for me, I just had the realization, and I kind of knew about this all the time, but, you know, I just had that realization before going to the Mercadian Theater to do a chorus line. I had a lot of stuff in my brain, but I don't think I noticed it, or maybe I did, but there was a lot of stuff going on, and stress, and, like, all of the above. Oh my god, I have rashes. Where did these rashes come from? I'm gonna die. Okay, no, I'm not. What was I saying? I was saying something. So yeah, so Mercadian Theater. So when I went, and I was busy all the time, I literally had nothing in my brain, like, that was holding me back to do anything. Like, I didn't pay attention to my life that was before, or the future of after I was done with my Caden. Once I came back, I was a little less occupied, because I was so busy in the summer. We're still in summer, but at the Caden, that I didn't notice a lot of things. And when I came here, you know, the city, one, is overwhelming. And two, like, I just go to my job and that's it. And, like, you know, I'm obviously, like, submitting stuff for auditions, but I'm a little less busy. And a lot of the worries and stress came back. And I was like, okay, I can't live like this. So I don't know if any of you know, but I love running. So, well, I have a love-hate relationship with running. So, you know, I love it and then I hate it. But, you know, it helps a lot. So I started running and I have been feeling a lot better. Definitely not like 100%. I'm still anxious and I'm still like, you know, dealing with stuff. But I'm running and I kind of just like throw those away. Just kind of like how when you journal and you put your thoughts away. Same thing when I run, I just run and then kind of leave the thoughts in the street or literally just clear my mind. I cleared my mind for like an hour of running and I feel much better. So exercise is good. Dancing, singing, whatever. It's great. I run. I also sing, but singing also makes me stressed because I love singing and I do it for a career. And so I stress out because if I don't sound good, I want to punch myself in the face. So, you know, some stuff like that, that is something that you don't really do as a career, something that you just do for fun. Do it and make yourself busy, you know, make yourself busy and just like get a journal. I mean, get a planner, get something, write your schedule down and just. And number three, and probably my last one, because I'm still figuring out ways to just kind of let my brain, you know, calm down for a sec. Last one is probably the most weird one, and it's drink tea. So I don't like drinking tea. I like drinking coffee, but obviously coffee is horrible for you if you are an anxious person. I am very anxious, so I cannot drink coffee if I'm feeling very anxious. So my mom, it's just, I talked to her about everything, so I was telling her I'm like having trouble sleeping. I can't, like, I don't know what's going on. And she just said, drink tea. And I was like, what a great idea. Why don't I drink tea? Why am I drinking coffee at the moment? Why am I drinking caffeine? Decaf tea, by the way. Do not drink. You know what I mean. So yeah, tea just kind of calms you down. I've done it for the past 3 days and I feel better. I might stop because if I do things like drink tea for 3 days, I might stop because that's just how I am. But my goal is to keep drinking tea. We do have a lot of tea in this apartment, so yeah. Anyways, that's all for my tips for that. I'm still figuring out ways, and I'm going to find more ways. And once I do, I will get back to you guys. Anyways, Valeria is annoying. She never told me I had to do this. So yeah, guys, that's been my life. Those little tips I gave you also is kind of catching you up on what's going on with me. I had them at Caden Theater. I have a lot of stress now. I'm searching for apartments. It's a lot going on right now. So yeah, Valeria didn't tell me that I had to do this. So, but you know what? I love it. I love doing this. And I like this little station I have here in my room. I'm just in my bed. Nothing special about it. But I do feel comfy. Anyways, yeah, that's it for this episode, I think. I will come back into another one. And be prepared because me and Vale are going to get back on it. We're going to do this. We're really going to do this episodes and keep on going with Let's Talk Shit Miami, you know? Even though I'm in New York, I will always be in Miami at heart. Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you whenever I see you. Or you're going to hear from me whenever you press on play and listen to the episode that you should be listening to. Because if you don't, then that's dumb and you should listen to us. Yeah. Anyways, thank you. Bye.